From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The top American diplomat seeks an agreement with Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States will have to reach an agreement with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to enable a political transition of power and bring a stop to the five-year-old civil war that has left thousands dead. Kerry spoke Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation.
We are working very hard with other interested parties to see if we can reignite a diplomatic outcome. Why? Because everybody agrees there is no military solution. There is only a political solution.
Kerry did not specify during the interview what the terms of a potential agreement with Assad could include. On another subject, Secretary Kerry says obstacles to an agreement with Iran are largely political rather than technical. Kerry met in Switzerland with his, or will meet in Switzerland with his Iranian counterpart, Mohammad Javad Zarif, in the next round of talks on the future of Iran's nuclear program. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has arrived in Germany for talks with Chancellor Angela Merkel and key top lawmakers. The Ukrainian leader is seeking Western military aid to end a pro-Russian rebellion in his country. Details of their talks have not been disclosed. The Monday meeting follows warnings last week from Germany's top diplomat against supplying Ukraine with lethal weaponry. 10 U.S. aid workers who may have been exposed to the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone are being evacuated to the United States. U.S. officials say the individuals will be housed in three centers. A U.S. health worker Friday tested positive for Ebola in Sierra Leone. This is VOA News. Two suicide bombings outside Christian churches in the Pakistani city of Lahore have killed at least 15 people. Another 70 were wounded, and many of them are in critical condition. An elderly nun in the eastern Indian state of West Bengal is recovering from a gang rape attack at a Christian school. Police say she was attacked Saturday while trying to stop a group of men from robbing a missionary school northeast of Kolkata. The nun, who is believed to be in her 70s, was admitted to the hospital in serious condition. Father Dominic of the Delhi Catholic Archdiocese reacts.
First of all, she's an old lady. And then on top of it, she's a nun. She's a religious who has consecrated her life to God. And all her life, she has remained a virgin. And at this age, to be treated like this by anybody, whoever they may be, it's absolutely shameful and condemnable.
Those responsible for the crime remain at large. Police in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson have made an arrest in connection with last week's shooting of two police officers outside police headquarters. The shootings took place Thursday, just hours after the city's police chief resigned following a Justice Department report accusing the department of racially based policing. St. Louis prosecutor Robert McCulloch said 20-year-old Jeffrey Williams told authorities he was firing at someone with whom he was in dispute, not at police officers.
He has acknowledged his participation in firing the shots, or that in fact he did fire the shots that struck the two officers.
Williams is charged with two counts of first-degree assault, one count of firing a weapon from a vehicle, and three counts of armed criminal action. Relief supplies began flowing into Vanuatu on Sunday after a tropical cyclone slammed into the South Pacific island nation late Friday and Saturday. Ron Corbin takes a look.
The Asia-Pacific community Sunday responded with offers of emergency assistance and medical aid to storm-devastated Vanuatu, an archipelago of over 80 islands in the South Pacific, which bore the full force of Tropical Cyclone Pam. Fears are held of a rising death toll as aid workers attempt to reach communities isolated by the storm. In recent reports, the United Nations says Vanuatu, 1,750 kilometres northwest of Australia, is most at risk for national disasters ahead of Tonga and the Philippines. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
The president of Sierra Leone is telling Vice President Samuel Sam Sumanana not to fear for his life or feel threatened. The vice president went into hiding after his guards were disarmed and replaced without his knowledge. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.